Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Charles.
Dear Ben and Nathan, I've been watching the Demon Daily podcast and recently subscribed to the LSAT Demon. I love the direct guidance and insightful information that both of you give, and I hope to get some guidance myself. I took a practice test in late May and scored 133. I found the LSAT Demon a few days later, started drilling, took another practice, and scored a 142. My advisor advised me to take the LSAT in August.
Jesus.
Okay. Well, don't listen to them. But with the recent scores, this is not wise.
I'm glad you recognize that, Charles. I mean, your advisor, what are they doing? If you keep prepping and your practice test scores all of a sudden leap into the 160s or whatever, then maybe you would be ready by August. But most people who are at 142 right now, as we record, this is June 20th. No, most people are not making it from 142 to a credible LSAT score in a month and a half.
Charles continues, I'm a single parent with three kids. I work full time and I am currently halfway through my master's. My question is, what do I need to do to score 170 plus on the LSAT? I am willing to put in the work to get there, but I do not know what plan I should get, how much to study, or when I should take my first official LSAT. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. You know, let's work backward here, Charles. We don't know when you should take your first official LSAT. It's almost certainly probably not going to be August, but that's okay. You don't need to know that now. You don't need to apply this fall. What you need to do is focus on the next question that you do and understanding that question. You just have to keep coming back to that. And as you do that, your score will increase. And as your score increases, you'll start to get a sense of when you might get to a 160, 165 or higher. And then you sign up for the test.
Do a full practice test once a month and keep track of your results. And over time, when the practice test scores get closer to the 170s, then you could start thinking about scheduling an official test, but not before that. I want to look at that master's.
I'm currently halfway through my master's. Yeah. What do you think?
Why? I mean, like, what are we doing here? Are we trying to be an attorney or are we trying to do something else with some master's in some other field? Who knows? Consider dropping out of your master's because many, if not most, master's degrees are going to just be totally trumped by the JD. If you're going to practice law, you need the JD. You don't need any of these masters.
Yep.
Almost always. If you're devoted to that master's and you're going to finish it for sure, then why are you also LSAT studying and working full time? And what are you really getting out of that master's?
Three kids.
Yeah, I got a full-time job. I got three kids and I'm LSAT studying. Also, I'm doing a master's. Well, something's got to give. Like, you're not putting your full self into at least one of those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, it costs us money to give this advice, but you could always put your Demon account on hold, finish up your master's, get that in your rearview mirror, then come back to working on the LSAT.
Or decide to pursue whatever career opportunities are available through that master's program. I have to say the same thing that you said. It's like, why are you doing a master's? Do you want to do law school or do you want to do master's? A lot of people think that there's going to be some mythical benefit to doing both. And there can be. I'm not saying there's not, but it's usually much smaller and rarer than people think.
I mean, most masters are bullshit. Like, it's just there. If unless it's some technical degree, then my hypothesis is always going to be, okay, I don't see how that's helping you. Law school trains generalists. Generalists who are meant to be able to learn everything they need to know about any area of law, any legal matter, and go learn enough about it to represent somebody. And you would do that in preparation for the matter at hand. Your master's wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Charles, I think you have your work cut out for you. So I would look at cutting some of that work.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for a 40-point improvement. which would like be the most we've ever seen. That's not to say that it can't happen, because people do make it from the 130s into the 170s. But, you know, 133, low 130s, trying to get to 170. Yeah, that's a big improvement. And some people are going to take a year to make that improvement. Putting that issue aside, if Charles is going to study now, how does Charles decide what LSAT Demon plan to get?
Well, we generally recommend, and I do still think this could be beneficial for Charles, to start with a month of live to learn how to think about and study the test, and then drop down to premium or basic. But do you have time to even go to class? I mean, I have kids. When they get home from school, and now it's summer, when they get home from school, it's like day over. So there's a lot going on. I don't know. If you have the time to attend classes, maybe one a day, then get live for a month and then downgrade. Otherwise, there's so much you can do even in just basic, right? It's about putting in that hour a day, your best hour, and you can glean so much out of that lower program if that's all you have time for.
Cool. Yeah. Stop trying to schedule a first official LSAT. Don't worry about it. It's just not your business right now. Your business right now is learning how to get one question at a time right. You've got to get a lot of questions right to get 170.
And don't talk to your advisor anymore. Your advisor, I mean, they didn't maybe ask you what your LSAT practice tests were, but if they did and they heard that you had a 133 or a 142, they have no business talking about scheduling any tests, let alone August.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Charles. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.